Christopher, great to have you with me on Spotlight this morning. I'm going to hand this over to you. Christopher Gale from Zanzo. Tell us about your business, Christopher.
Hi, I'm Christopher. I'm one of the directors at Zanzo Limited. Our business is a facilities service company. We offer cleaning, security, grounds maintenance, and waste management to businesses and also domestic clients as well.
Fantastic. So tell us then a little bit more about that. What would make you stand out from your competition, Christopher?
Well, what makes us stand out from the competition is the fact that Zanzo is an on-demand facility service company. So you can go online and book our services. It's straightforward. It's easy. We operate 7 days of the week, 24/7. And within 2 hours, you can get a domestic general house clean, or you can get a security guard if one of your guards may have dropped out and you need someone to guard your premises. Go online to Zanzo, you can book the services, or you can call one of our customer service reps and they can book it for you as well. And also, we are a very inclusive company, so our core ethos and our mission is all about inclusivity and fairness, transparency and equality.
Very cool. So on demand within 2 hours, that's a pretty strong offer.
Yeah. And we offer that within the West Midlands at the moment.
Okay.
Because we're currently based in Wolverhampton, so we mainly offer it within the West Midlands.
Yeah.
As the company grows, we hope to offer that nationwide.
Very cool. Great stuff. Thank you. So give us a little bit about where the business is going then, Christopher. Aspirations for the company over the next 5 years, maybe.
Over the next 5 years, our aspiration is to be a nationwide company. So we hope to be able to not just offer our services in the West Midlands, but offer it nationwide, and also to grow as a company. So we're hoping to branch off more in sustainable waste and be able to offer a service that I myself realize that it's a bit, how would I say, it's lacking in that department. So I have to self-medicate due to certain illnesses. And one of the main reasons that made me want to start Zanzo really was the fact that I couldn't get nobody to collect my sharps in my local area. And I've contacted the councils, I've contacted, you know, my local GP, and you just go around and around in circles, which made me realize that there was a gap in the market in my area where I live. And that basically spurred me on to actually start the facility service company for people like myself that are struggling to get their medical waste collected. And so that's one of the things that we really want to push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool. Good, thank you. So just a matter of interest then, who would be your typical customer? Because you mentioned security, you've mentioned domestic cleaning, you've mentioned waste management. So who's watching this that thinks, oh yeah, I could use those guys?
The people that I would say that could will really want to use our service, our typical customer will probably be somebody that is in, let's say, I'd say a business that is looking for cleaning services or their waste collection. So because we do medical waste, it could be, let's say, your local tattoo parlor that needs their sharps collected and also needs the premises to be cleaned. And with the security element, it could be your local pub owner that owns a bar and they're having trouble over the weekend and they might need a security guard. So
So mostly businesses.
yeah.
Okay, great, cool, thanks. So what's been your biggest learning, Christopher, since you've been a business owner?
And also professionals that are looking to free up their time. So it will be like business and professionals that are looking to free up their time, like yourself.
Okay. Good answer. Thank you. What's been your biggest learning then since you've been a business owner?
My biggest learning since being a business owner is to trust your gut, trust your instincts. That's what I'd say. A lot of the time, you're not going to always get the answers correct or know what decision to make. And you might get things wrong, but ultimately, any decision is a decision. There's no good or bad decision. There's just decisions. And that's what I've learned so far since doing it. Just believe in yourself and trust your gut, trust your instincts.
Okay, good learning. Yeah, thank you. What's been the biggest challenge so far then? I mean, relatively early into your business journey, but biggest challenge so far.
The biggest challenge so far is really getting our name out there, finding the right people that want to be a part of Zanzo and our mission and our values.
Yeah. So how are you going about that?
So far, we've been going to networking events and promoting our stuff on like our social medias and things like that. Yeah, it's still early days. So, and we've also been in communication with like our local job centers because one of the thing is we want to help our community, so we want to also employ as much people from our community as possible, our local community as possible. So working with the local job centers in partnership, just getting people on board back into work really.
That's great. So if you're having a conversation with your 18-year-old self, with the knowledge you've got now, what would you tell yourself?
Sorry. Oh. Wow. If I was having a conversation with my 18-year-old self, the biggest thing I'd go back to that person and say is, don't be afraid to be who you are. Just just trust yourself, know that you're safe, and never stop being your unapologetic. I can't even say the word. Just never stop being you. That's what I would say, because a little background about myself is that I'm a transgender male. So I transitioned, probably I started my transition in my mid-20s, but at 18 I always knew I wanted to, but I was afraid of what the world would think of me, of what my family would think of me, of what, of letting people down, really. And because of that factor, it stopped me from living my truth. And I just feel like you can't do anything in life without living your truth. That's my biggest thing. And it also held me back a lot because I wasn't living my true self. And I was afraid to live my true self because of the community that I came from, my family background, like so many things, and just the letdown and disappointment of like hurting my friends, my family, my mom's, things like that. And I just realized, like, if I was living my truth then, I would have been a lot further in life now. So,
Interesting.
yeah, just live your truth and just don't be afraid to be yourself.
That would have been a good thing to tell yourself, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Great. And what's the one piece of advice you'd give to other business owners?
One piece of advice I'll give to other business owners. I would say don't be afraid to jump. Don't be afraid to jump. Like, life is just made up of hurdles and obstacles. But ultimately, if we don't jump those hurdles or obstacles, we'll just always remain stuck in the same place. So never feel afraid to jump, just go for it. Because what's
Wise words.
going to
Wise words. Brilliant. Thank you. So, everybody's got the opportunity to find out a bit more about Zanzo. Contact details there.
Yeah.
In terms of any offers that you'd like to make to anybody watching this, Christopher, anything to add? I think you mentioned one earlier before I hit record. So, what's your offer to people watching the video?
So, for anybody that wants to book our services, feel free to go on the website. We are offering a 25% discount on all our services. And if you refer your friends, family, anybody, you will also get a refer a friend discount, which is an extra 10%.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks. So, yeah, jump on the website if you want to benefit from any of those offers. Christopher, it's been great to learn more about your business and you today. Wish you every success with the business going forward and take care.
All right, thank you. Take care.